Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. It is a beautiful Friday afternoon as of recording this right now here in South Florida. Man, it was real overcast and muggy earlier, but it's turned into just a gorgeous day. And I am super, super excited because our guests today just are cool, turned up to 10. They've knocked it out of the park. They've got a fantastic documentary that is released today. Without further ado, I would like to welcome Jennifer Bagley and Mary Huey, who, directors of the film Jack and Yaya. Ladies, how are you?
We're doing great. This is a really, really exciting day for us.
Very excited. Very nervous. A little unbelievable. You know, a lot of emotions all rolled into one.
I hear you. I don't know how you filmmakers do it. I'm not in the movie business. I'm a painter by trade, and you know, I paint pictures of people and stuff, and that's easy peasy. You know, at the most, we're talking maybe one will take a week. You ladies decide to, you know, you filmmakers decide, hey, let's take a couple years sometimes, you know, for a project, and that's amazing to me. How was this project? This is an interesting project. It's an interesting film. How was the time frame in relationship to concept to today, completion, and it being out?
Well, so this is Mary. So I've actually known one of the subjects, Jack, since 2010. We've been friends for a while. But the actual kind of putting together the idea of doing, you know, following him for a documentary didn't come till 2016, kind of the end of the year. I'd just been talking to him. He'd been home visiting his very good friend, Yaya. And something about it, the conversation we had just kind of struck me to really think about, you know, this really amazing bond between Jack and Yaya, friends for almost 30 years, still friends, supported each other through so much. And so then I kind of got this idea and pitched it to Jen, who has all the film experience. And we decided, all right, let's try and make a short. But obviously, that didn't last too long. And now here we are, you know, years later with a feature film.
Now, it's fantastic. And I tell you, one of the things I really dig about you guys' project is it is, I think, so needed. There's such misunderstanding and misconceptions in regards to not just LGBTQ, but specifically the trans community, and you know how that can go in, you know, from start to finish. I guess that finish is a terrible word. From the beginning, I guess that could be a way. This illustrates both sides of that: male to female, female to male, genetically, I should say, at the beginning points. Yeah, forgive me if I mess up pronouns. I'm trying.
No, you actually, you're doing very, very well.
That's good. I'm tiptoeing through the minefield. I just don't want
to
offend
anybody.
Yeah, you
don't have to tiptoe with us. You know. We're, you know, it's all a learning experience, you know? So.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I've known some people that have been on a journey like this, and you know, there's not a lot of media out there for them. You know, kids see this, and they're like, "Hey, I'm not the only one going through this, man." You know, maybe all is not dark. You know, maybe there's a glimmer of hope here. I think it's so important for a project like this to be out and viewable.
Thank you.
Know?
Yeah. When we were first kind of doing some research for this documentary and figuring out, you know, what kind of subjects we were going to focus on, we watched a lot of other documentaries kind of highlighting trans experiences. And we loved all of them, but we did notice that a lot of them kind of focus on the broader issues, and we didn't see a whole lot of trans folks just kind of simply kind of going about their day and living their lives and just having fun. And we thought kind of, we wanted to see that, we wanted to capture that joy of being trans that we saw in Jack and Yaya, and kind of broadcast it to the world, because we thought that the world needed to see that.
I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I'm very excited about this. And another thing I really dig about this is, you know, here are these two interesting individuals that are from kind of working class backgrounds, you know, blue collar background, not known for being, you know, extremely forward thinking and whatnot. But it sure seems to me that they had a lot of support, you know.
Yeah, I think that's one of the really fun parts that we've, you know, when we've screened the documentary and been able to talk with folks, is that I think, you know, a lot of people might, yeah, see working class South Jersey and think, oh man, you know, there's no way they're going to accept their kid as trans. But I think it just shows that, you know, there's more nuance to kind of to who is accepting and who isn't. And what it comes down to is just, like, not to sound corny, but love, you know, like there really is just so much love in the family, in the neighborhood, that, you know what, you know, like they're willing to just, it's better to just accept their kids than what, like, why fight it, you know? Because at the end of the day, it's just loving the people who are around you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as I understand it, some of the family members were concerned, did express concern, you know, over their safety and whatnot. Totally reasonable. I get that, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, there wasn't, at least as I understand, there wasn't any, like, you know, horror with, like, aversion therapy or things of that that type of nuance or pathway, I should say. You know, everybody was pretty cool, and that gives me hope. You know, that gives me hope. Just to, you know, if people can be cool with that, then people can be cool with a lot of things, I think, if they think about it, you know.
Yeah, totally. I think it's important to kind of show those moments of hope, and also kind of the journeys that folks have gone through. You know, like Yaya talks about her mom, and how her mom really struggled in the beginning, but, you know, through a lot of conversation and education, she learned that, you know, to accept her daughter. So I think it's also good to show that it isn't just like a black and white, you know, people don't accept or they do accept. Sometimes it takes a little while, and it takes, you know, them having lots of conversations, and that, you know, like, we're hoping that we can all get there someday, right? Because trans folks deserve to be able to just live their lives without people, you know, judging them or harassing
Absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are two separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Ruxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
And, you know, and it's because of, you know, steps, big steps, like your lady's film here, you know, that I'm telling you, when things become common, or not common, that's terrible, when people see something a lot, I guess it's not a much better way to put that, but when they see something and they see that it isn't as exotic or, you know, hypersexualized or what have you, you know, these are just two people that this is the way they are. And, you know, I think that's good. You know, it helps anybody that might be on the fence and might go through something like this where a loved one or a family member, you know, comes to terms with some stuff.
I feel like also I'm hopeful that, you know, like representations like this can, you know, help folks kind of, you know, get rid of some of the stigmas. Because if we think about, you know, I'm in like my early 30s and I think about like early trans representation that I saw in film was like Ace Ventura, which I don't know if you've seen that film, but
right.
The whole kind of shtick at the end is that, you know, the woman is trans and everybody's barfing and, you know, like, If I think back on that experience, I'm hoping that people growing up now are not going to have those kind of, you know, really stigmatizing images on film now. So we're hoping that we can be part of that, of just kind of broadening folks' mind and just showing, you know, trans folks living their lives, having fun, doing a barbecue with their family, and, you know, never shying away from the fact that there are challenges, but that, you know, they also, you know, trans folks go to work, they have partners, they have friends, you know, just kind of trying to
absolutely
to show folks how life is.
Oh, yeah. And there's a lot of stuff that goes with that, at least with the people I knew, you know. I mean, it was, you know, hormones and medical stuff and, you know, daily injections. And I mean, it was, you know, not just something. And they... The people I know also had to see therapy for X amount of time. You know, you couldn't just say one day, well, here I am, and they'd give you a bunch of drugs to go, you know, help with that transit. I mean, it was with the people. It might be different now. I am thinking about somebody that's been about 15 years ago, so things could be different now. But yeah, man, I hear you. You know, I'm horrified in thinking about your reference there to, I remember the Ace Ventura movie. And in that, you know, now that I think about it, I can only imagine some 13-year-old kid that's all messed up in the head, you know what I mean, from being 13, let alone having gender issues and whatnot on top of that as a teen, you know, seeing something like that, and that's just not cool. You know, we want to help these kids. That's
right. So not only are we hoping people see our movie, but we're kind of hoping that there starts to be more of a trend of these types of movies where, you know, we just kind of flood the market with trans stories and trans faces and trans joy.
No, that's fantastic. Well, and it's needed. You know, it's needed. We are definitely in this social revolution right now. Not that anything's, you know, just mind shattering new, or, you know, other than the fact that all this stuff, in my opinion, should have happened about 30 years ago, at least. But I think you guys are striking while the iron's hot, you know, on social issues and marginalized groups in these social issues and whatnot, and showing that they're just people, you know, that's cool.
Yeah, we really hope, you know, that, you know, everything that's happening with, you know, things going on with Pride and Black Lives Matter, we hope that there's momentum for change, right? Because that's what we want is a more accepting, more caring, more loving society. So we're hopeful. You know, we had the good Supreme Court decision earlier this week, banning discrimination in the workplace against LGBTQ people. So you know, it's a little glimmer of hope, which I think is much needed right now.
Absolutely. This week was crazy. This was a crazy week. It started, I remember the first article in that vein that I saw was, you know, I don't know, our lovely administration had rolled back the adoption for gay people. You know, adoption agencies could legally discriminate against gay. And I'm like, oh, man, and it's just, that's the bitter pill this week that we have to, reading that. And then not a couple days later, that Supreme Court decision came down, and I'm like, yes, we're moving forward. I can stop work on the death
penalty. Yeah, they're really good with our
emotions. Oh, I'm telling you. It's hard. It's hard every day or something. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Do you have flood insurance through the National Flood Insurance Program? Was your property damaged by the recent flooding? Then you need to file a claim with your insurance agent. Policyholders only have 60 days from the date flood damage occurred to file a claim. Remember, before rebuilding or making repairs, contact your local building official to obtain proper permits. Make sure to document damage through photos or video and immediately start the cleanup process. For information, visit floodsmart.gov/start or call 1-800-427-4661.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Well, this is cool. This is cool. Let me ask you this on the business side of things. So you ladies have made this film, this fantastic film, documentary, and now you have to do, put on different hats on the business side of it. This was released. You guys went the film festival route on this, and getting it out there,
like,
or was it just? Oh, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah. So last year, sorry, we keep on interrupting each other. Last year we had quite a kind of film festival year. We got to take them. Well, we premiered in Philadelphia, and mm-hmm. Zach and Yaya and their families got to be there, and it was just like the best night of
nice.
All of our lives. And then I think we went to Seattle, Toronto. We were in Michigan at Hell's Half Mile. So we did quite a tour of the U.S. Actually, we went to Canada, too, to Toronto at one point. So, and we were supposed to go
nice.
To London, but that unfortunately got postponed or kind of canceled due to COVID.
Pandemic. The globe shut down. Jeez.
mm-hmm.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. Let me ask you this, on a personal level. Here you are going to these film festivals. Film festivals are pretty cool, and the people that go to them in general are pretty cool. You know, I've been to a couple. Again, it's not my business, but, those people throw up good parties. Anyway, I've been to a few, and I just have a good time. Did you ladies worry about, like, any negative backlash? I mean, because there are, I have a Twitter account, there's creeps out in the world and whatnot. Was that in your thought process, making these appearances and whatnot, hoping that it didn't happen?
I mean, I think maybe not as much specifically for festivals, just because a lot of the ones that we got into were specifically for the LGBTQ community. However,
gotcha.
Throughout
gotcha.
Creating the film, we were constantly thinking about how we, you know, how to make sure we ensured that Jack and Yaya were always safe during the process. So, you know, we made sure to never mention their last names or, you know, where specifically they lived. So I think safety has always, unfortunately, had to been at the top of our minds, because there are so many, you know, there are people out there who will do creepy things. but luckily, all
absolutely.
Of our festival experiences were beautiful and really nice, and it was really, really fun to get kind of live feedback and watch, even just watching people watch your film is like a really kind of a mind-blowing experience.
Oh, yeah. You know, and people are seeing it on a screen and stuff. It's awesome. It's fantastic. It's very exciting to me. Like I said, I'm not in the movie business, but I am a movie. I'm that guy that has the movie theater in his backyard, you know, and make my friends watch movies with subtitles. And yeah,
cool.
I'm really into film.
I feel like we'd hang out if I was in South Florida.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You have a friend in South Florida, you know. And we live at the beach, so
perfect.
It's not bad. It's cool. Did you guys have any concerns when it came to, you know, finding distribution and whatnot for the film? You guys are going through Freedom. Where is it on my notes? I can't find it.
Freedom Cinema, yeah.
Freedom Cinema for distribution.
Yeah.
So they're cool. But, I mean, did you expect, I don't know, turndowns and whatnot, or was everybody pretty cool in that process as well?
Well, we were super lucky because our executive producer, his name's Georgie Cruz, who he actually just came out with his own film, Funny Pain. He worked with us on the film. He came in and kind of post-production helped us really craft the story. And he actually already had contacted the Hughes Pictures, which is our sales agent. And so he kind of made that connection. Mm-hmm. So we were super lucky that he helped kind of guide us through that, that, you know, there are just a lot of different folks you could go to. So we were lucky that we had him by our side to kind of help us through that process.
That's awesome. That is fantastic. I mean, it just saves time and gets it where it needs to be. And that's in front of people's eyes. I think a lot of people, especially in America, have this, this weird mythology built up with filmmakers. You know, they've seen so many Quentin Tarantino interviews. They just think, oh, yeah, the filmmakers, they work in a video store, and then the next day they're flying around in planes and hanging out with models. Doesn't happen, at least with the people I know, you know? It's a lot of work. And getting it out there to the people.
Yeah.
That's cool that you guys had a premiere and everybody's family came up. I mean, everybody got to get gussied up and have a Hollywood night. That's awesome, you know?
Yeah, it was like probably one of the best nights of our life. It was just so fun because we had not only Jack and Yaya's family, but Jen and I, our family came, friends. It was really just, and then you also just had folks who were at the festival. So it was a super fun mix of like people who knew and loved us or Jack and Yaya, and then people who knew nothing about it. So it was so fun. And the people at Qplix are the film festival are just like the nicest people ever. And we love Philly too. So it was just, What a beautiful night. We think about it all the time.
Yeah, it was very special to watch the Eagles win the Super Bowl in Philly again, you know, with that big crowd, because everyone just cheered, and it was like it was happening all over again. And I got
nice. See, you made that happen, you know? I mean, that's, like I said, I'm a painter, man. I dream of having that type of effect on people, you know? Hard to do with the painting. Work real hard to try to make that happen. I imagine a lot of people
actually,
in film dream about
that.
Making that happen as well. Say again?
Oh, sorry. I said I couldn't sleep that night. I, like, didn't fall asleep until, like, 5 a.m. just because I was so happy.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. That is a cool place to be. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, this is very cool. And, you know, just and started out, as I understand it, right, like you were saying, you knew Jack, and, you know, you said, hey, this would be an interesting story, you know. Let's make a film. How cool is that?
Yeah, I
imagine, you know, lots of cool people. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, and what I guess I'm getting around to the point is, are the gears turning for the next project?
Of course they are. we've definitely been bitten by the bug. We have been put a little on hold just because of the whole nature of the situation. We are following, our new subject is a queer 74-year-old who lives alone with a tortoise and has just adopted a new cat. So it's kind of a short about her, you know, making a new friend and talking about aging and aging alone. And she's also just like a really interesting, she's a very, quite the character. So
very eccentric. She has a ton of plans.
She rescued her tortoise from an animal hoarder. She's just got a ton of stories. And we don't know quite what it's going to be yet, but it's certainly something.
Nice. Nice. You know, it's so interesting you say that. When you're ready, when this project gets to fruition and whatnot, I'm telling you, I know somebody. I used to live in when I got out of college. I went to college in Boston, and I moved out to San Diego for about 10 years. And I had a friend of mine who lives out there, and she had a she's a lesbian gal, owned a lesbian magazine, and she had a couple of these big pet tortoises as pets, and. So yeah, I will be pushing feeding her the trailer. I'm telling you, man.
Oh, awesome.
She'll be all about that.
Oh my God, yeah.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Elbae Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com. to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Oh, that's cool. That is cool. It's interesting how, film and getting it out there and whatnot. Hey, and we should mention, we have links up, ladies and gentlemen, on our show page to the Jack and Yaya website, the Twitter, Instagram, all of that kind of stuff. And this film is out today. People can, as soon as you get done watching the show or listening to the show here, go watch it, man. We're all experts on streaming. This is out on all the major streaming platforms, ladies.
Not yet. So right now we can have it on, it's available on Vimeo, Real House, and Gumroad, and Amazon is in the works as well as iTunes. So, but folks can rent it definitely from Vimeo.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. I watch a lot of stuff on there. They've got a very nice nice little platform on my Roku player. We stream a lot of stuff on there. But, yeah, folks, just go to jackandyaya.com. Say again?
Oh, I just said that's good to hear because we were a little worried because we weren't on Amazon yet. And we were like, oh, everybody's going to watch it on Amazon. But I think some folks do use Vimeo. I mean, I use Vimeo sometimes, so. Good to know.
No, we do, man. We have everything.
Sorry,
I don't think there's a. Oh, no. I was going to say, tell everybody just to go to jackandyaya.com, JACKAAN. And I'm going to start over, everybody. Get your pencils ready. JACKANDYAYA.com. JackandYaya.com. Much easier to say than spell. But yeah, when you get over there, there's a watch now button. Just click on that. And that'll get you right there, and you can watch it right here, right on your screen, man, on your phone. Hopefully, you have your stuff hooked up to a big screen so you can see it, in all of its cinematic glory.
yeah, we recommend
me,
a
folks,
home theater.
Filmmakers like that. Say again.
I said we recommend a home theater.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You have to. I don't know. My wife watches stuff on her phone all the time. I'm like, how is that? Just would make me feel like I'm sitting way in the back, you know? I can't handle that. I have to. Of course, I'm a movie person. You know what I mean? I like seeing stuff. It's just how you're supposed to be.
Yeah,
it.
I need the sound.
Exactly. See, a lady after my heart there. We're great minds think alike. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. But if a phone's all you have or a laptop, well, use that, you know, use that. Also, there's links to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So important, and I don't know if people outside the entertainment industry realize this. Whenever you dig something, whether it be an indie band or an independent film or, I don't know, somebody makes the best brownies in town, like and share their social media. We live in we live in an electronic world. How about that? Algorithm. That's the word. We live in an algorithm world, and liking and sharing and interaction is so important. It tweaks those algorithms and just helps tremendously. So like and share. Well, ladies, we're right up against the time. I kept you for a little longer than I meant to. I apologize about that. Man, I'm so excited about this project. You know, keep doing what you're doing. You're real good at it, and I can't wait to see the next one. Thank you so much for taking
time
out of your schedule to be on the show.
Thank you so much. It was super fun talking with you.
Very good, very good. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And I can't wait to see more. So, you know, get to work, ladies, when you can. After the week, take the weekend, you know. And I want to see that turtle film. Anyway, folks, we will be back. I'm off for the weekend. That's going to wrap things up for here today. But we are back Monday. I know we normally don't do a show on Monday, our monthly house music show. Will be this Monday. It was supposed to be last Monday, but I don't know. All the cell phone networks went down, and so we had to move it. So we will be back on Monday. We will see you then. And this episode, ladies and gentlemen, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms and all the podcasting platforms. We're on like, I don't know, 250 of them right now. It's crazy. Actually, it might be a little more than that. It's been like a week since I looked at those numbers, but yeah, a whole bunch. The big one, of course, is Apple Podcast. If you are listening to the show on any of these podcasting platforms, you know, in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor, though. Hit that ratings and review because that keeps us and our show up at the top of the page. And boy, is my life easier when I talk to our advertisers and stuff, if that's the case. If you're at the bottom of the page, why, they don't even pick up the phone. No, our advertisers are wicked cool. And check them all out. And they all have a code, usually. And you can save a couple bucks. So utilize that, you know, utilize that. Thanks a lot, everybody, for tuning in. And keep on the lookout for Jennifer Bagley, Mary Huey, Jack and Yaya. Go watch that right now.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.